But first, you know how they say words have consequences? Well, last week, State Representative Lisa Brown was speaking on the floor of the Michigan House during a debate on legislation that would put new limits on abortions. Here's how she closed her remarks against the bill.
I have not asked you to adopt and adhere to my religious beliefs. Why are you asking me to adopt yours? And finally, Mr. Speaker, I'm flattered that you're all so interested in my vagina, but no means no.
The bill passed the House, but the male Republican Speaker of the House didn't just move on. He banned Lisa Brown from speaking on any bill the next day. Video of that speech went viral, and earlier this week, female officials in Michigan organized a protest at the Capitol in Lansing. They read scenes from the Vagina Monologues, the hugely popular 1998 theater piece by Eve Ensler, who joins me now. Eve Ensler, welcome.
Thank you.
So you were at the protest in Michigan, yeah?
Indeed, I was.
And what was that like?
It was extraordinary. It was truly extraordinary. And I have to say, somebody said they had never seen so many people at the state capitol. I feel it was a turnaround moment for not only people in Michigan, but for women across the country.
Let's listen to just a little bit of that rally / performance from the other day.
First, women were reluctant to talk. They were a little shy. But once they got going, you couldn't stop them. Because women secretly love to talk about their vaginas.
That's Gretchen Whitmer, the leader of the Democratic caucus of the state Senate in Michigan, reading from the Vagina Monologues. It's one thing to have well-known actors and such people do the Vagina Monologues, as hundreds of them have done over the last decade. But to have essentially the female third of the political establishment in the state of Michigan do it, that's quite something, yeah?
It was fantastic. You know, this year's been an amazing year because in March, 9 members of the European Parliament performed the Vagina Monologues inside the European Parliament. And we're really seeing this new trend of women who are in political office doing the show as a way of raising the issue of violence against women, but also as a way of empowerment for themselves and for their constituents. And I think, I don't know, I have a feeling there will be very good things that come out of this. I think there already are.
When Representative Brown had this backlash against her as she uttered the word vagina on the floor of the House, do you think she got in, she freaked out, the people she freaked out because she said the word vagina, or because she personalized it as my vagina, or because she equated it with rape by saying no means no? What was the provocative part?
Well, it's hard to know because I don't live inside those men, but I would say the chances are good that it had to do with saying the word vagina, but I think that was used as a way to silence her point of view. And I think today there was some statement issued that it was equivalent to a time out.
For that little bad girl?
It was time out. So the infantilization of that comment is staggering.
No, it's interesting that earlier this year, when the word vagina suddenly appeared in the news every hour of every day for a while, it was because of this bill proposed on the other side in Virginia about transvaginal probes. I want to play a bit of Amy Poehler doing her bit on SNL about that bill in Virginia.
The Virginia House of Representatives this week passed a bill that required women to have a transvaginal ultrasound before having an abortion. Really? Now, don't get me wrong. I love transvaginal. It's my favorite airline. I got so many miles on transvaginal that I always get upgraded to lady business.
Really? It's strange that these days it seems perfectly okay to say vagina on television, entertainment news, in the theater, thanks to you, but not in a legislature. Is that just a measure of how politicians, left and right, are always sort of a few steps behind the rest of the culture?
I sometimes call it like the last cast of patriarchy. You know, it's kind of like but we know that when dragons have a last gasp, they're actually very dangerous because they give their all to it before they, you know, die out. And I think really what we all have to do right now is being very vigilant and very vocal and very brave and very determined that we will be the people who determine the lives and the futures of our bodies. I've been fighting for the liberation of women since I can remember, and I don't want to be doing this when I'm 85. I want to be living in a new land.
Eve Ensler, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm very happy to talk to you.
Lust is a subscription, passion's what it's worth. Greed is a conviction, love's a dirty word. It'll bring you down well. Love is a dirty word.
So, what do you think about what happened in the Michigan legislature? Was it just a matter of a word that people found offensive? Or the way Representative Brown posited the whole issue? Let us know at studio360.org.